You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I guess people talked about me on the Ultimate Girls Trip, which has become a combination of good, solid, workhorse, iconic housewives and fired housewives, which is interesting because it seems like on some of the casts, it's really all fired housewives. And those are shit shows because they're just so desperate to rate. And that's when it gets really crazy. But I heard there was some discussion about Scary Island and the pirate and Kelly, and that Sonia and I do still speak, which we do. And I don't know. I just like Sonia. And while we've had our moments, very few and far between, I've always liked her. I remember the season I came back, everyone trying to tell me kind of to not like her and how nuts she was. And there's just something endearing about her. She's trying to survive and she's always working to like support her daughter, and she's the ultimate single mom. She plays the game. She's grateful for the gig. She likes the gig. She's always coming back. She's honest about it. She's part of the fabric of Housewives. She's funny. You just like someone from the inside. Like, you know that you like them. There are different feelings that I have about different Housewives where I know that I like them, you know, and I do have that for certain people. And like I've said before, I've gotten to know Housewives way more since being on the show and not. And without naming names, there are a handful of Housewives. I can think of like 4 to 5 that text me for advice and like to give them motivation and to put things in perspective and to help them. And I'm grateful for it. And I'm happy to do it, where I feel like when I was in the machine and out of the machine and in the machine, but still part of the machine, I didn't really have that kind of relationship with other housewives because I don't know. I just felt like it was always going to come and sting you somehow or be part of the show. I just never felt comfortable, which is why when Kathy asked what to do about being a new housewife, I declined. And when declined talking about it, same thing with Jenna Lyons, who I don't know, but we have a friend in common. But now I talk to housewives and I really believe that I give them really solid advice that helps them. And I don't know. I'm just grateful for the position that I'm in now where I just feel differently about it. I don't have anger. I don't resent it. It's like somebody that I used to know. It's getting so much further. I dug back in a little because of the reality reckoning, but I'm not living there at all. And it's just a place that I used to live. And, you know, Once in a while, you drive by it on the highway and you say, oh my God, I used to live there, but you really don't live there anymore. It's very interesting. And so, and you have compassion for other people going through challenging things that are there. And you also, I also validate and respect people needing to and wanting to be there, because it's not that easy for a woman of a certain age to get a gig, to start over. You know, in many cases, that was their second act. They're married or divorced or just don't have their own thing. And it's like a job. It's, you know, it's a job that someone that you can create value and you can make money there. So interesting that Ramona went to the premiere of her show. So she had been in a timeout and couldn't go to BravoCon, presumably also because the Reality Reckoning was like white hot right then. And so she was asked not to go to BravoCon. So the word on the street is that she wasn't invited to her premiere, which she went because she's in the show. And if the show is going to air her, then why shouldn't she go to the premiere? It just all seems crazy. The thing is, Ramona's Ramona, and she'll show up, and that she's the ultimate gaslighter. Like, she could go there and do a bunch of high kicks and actually succeed in making everyone forget about the last thing that happened. I would be hiding on a deserted island. But Ramona has that gift. She's always had that gift. She'll just be like, she just plows on through the last bad thing that happened. And so then she'll be on that show. And ultimately, nobody cares about any of this stuff. Like, it's so crazy where the line is, because Brandy, where nothing was proven, and I think it's alleged, she was not invited to BravoCon, and they might not air her show, but the Ramona show is airing, and Ramona went to the premiere. It's like, it kind of just depends on the day of the week. Like, it really just, everyone just decides the way the wind blows, and everyone can do whatever they want, because it doesn't matter what you do, you can get back on that field. You really can. Like, I mean, Nene could get back on that field. Jill Zarin could get back on that field. Phaedra got back on that field. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, that's not the land of where it matters. Honesty doesn't matter. Like, racism doesn't matter. Getting in trouble for something doesn't matter. Saying someone drugs somebody and, like, a defamation of character doesn't matter. Doing drugs doesn't matter. Most things don't matter. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like, the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like, it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health, because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today. by visiting musicgives.org.
So in the overall context, it makes sense that Ramona would be there, because if you think about everything everybody else has done and gotten away with, which can be brushed under the rug of that's who they really are. It's a reality show. Like, that can be, because when are you going to play? How do you say we have to have these people be who they actually are in reality, but then fire them for being who they actually are in reality? It feels like Bravo picks and chooses who gets fired for what and where. And I don't know where the line is and how you decide what stays in, what stays out, what is okay because you're a real person. Because people get hired for being a disaster or for controversial views or for being like the type of person who's going to say something very stupid. But then you say something very stupid, and then if the media picks up on it and they think it's wrong, then you get let go. But it's the very thing that you are hired for is what you get in trouble for and get let go. And it's the very thing you are hired for that you are provoked to do. Like, Brandy was completely, you know, provoked to be who she always has been. That's made her rate the zero fucks, the controversial, the talking about someone's vagina, the, you know, the getting wasted, the being the train wreck. That's what she's known for. People always want Dorinda to get wasted. People wanted Leah to burn the tiki torches. But then if she burned them too hot, then she would get kicked off for the very thing that she was on the show for and egged on for. And I know, because I've been there. It's like, oh my God, let's see. You know that Luann's going to start drinking. So hopefully we'll have some drinks and then that will happen. Like, that's what they root for. Then it happens. And then, you know, we're not taking addiction seriously. So then somebody gets fired or, like, there's a statement issued. It's kind of bullshit. Like, it's kind of bullshit. It's a pressure cooker designed for drama. And then when there's drama, that's when the trouble happens. Like, it's the whole nature of the crazy beast. Should the kids be part of this? Should the kids be held to the same standards? If they're over 21, they're participating in the show. Are the kids fair game? Should adults be fighting with the kids? Should kids be allowed to shoot when the parents are just signing them away and kind of making them shoot? And then if they shoot, should they not be compensated in some trust fund, some college fund? Because I know that Ali Zarin, the minute she turned 18, Jill wanted to get her paid because she was an adult and they had to pay her if she filmed and they wouldn't put her in any scenes. And Jill wanted to get her paid something for all the years that she had worked, but no. And then, like, Dina Manzo's daughter was basically crying, saying her whole life was changed and formed by stupid things she said that she doesn't agree with when she was 13. Because, you know, I have to say to my daughter, you can't say that, whatever the thing is, you can't say that. Like, kids don't know. They're kids. So should they be on these shows, you know, without compensation? Their parents are saying they have to be on the shows, but without compensation. It's a very interesting topic and comment. And yeah, someone like a Jen Shah is a pariah now. But everything she is everything the Housewives wants. Living beyond her means, check. Renting different houses to make it look good for the show. So that's a great storyline that other people will then criticize. Check. All the labels, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, can't even afford them. Many of them are fake. Does it even matter? Check. Like, larger than life, you know something doesn't smell right. It just, something stinks in suburbia. You know, hence there's something illegal. Check. Salahis broke into the White House. Check. Luann gets arrested. Check, check. Tinsley had a mugshot. Check. Leah is a recovering addict. Check. Dorinda likes to tie one on and get wasted. Check. Like, it's like, what do we want from these people? And what happens after? How crazy about the woman from Orange County? You guys will know she had two daughters. One was sexually assaulted by the police and she won a case. I mean, crazy stuff goes on with these kids. I don't know that many kids that have crazy lives like this. So there has to be some effect, like the Housewives effect. The Kim and, you're going to say the Kim and Croy thing is not the Housewives effect? Keeping Up with the Joneses, all show and no go. Starting with Big Papa and having to show everyone how rich we are and have the big ring and the big car and the big house. And then literally the demise be about the big ring and the big car and the big house and trying to sell luxury goods and gambling and trying to keep up with the Joneses, and Croy repeatedly saying like they don't got it like that. And then they both crack. Like, money can be the root of all evil, but the Housewives is the place where you have to show that you have the most money. And I'm not going to name names, but there are people on Beverly Hills and have habitually and traditionally been people on Beverly Hills that look really rich that don't got it like that. You know, they got to pull together their best wares for shooting, but they don't got it like that. And they're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. And it's not cute.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.